Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
You know, it's time for us to talk. It's time for us to take a look. It's time for us to converse about that main story stuff, because why wouldn't we? I mean, let's look at it that way. And listen, they're not all beautiful. They're not all encompassing. They're not for everyone. But sometimes you have to take a look at what's going on inside of the org. Sometimes you have to take a look at what is happening inside of the world of what is going on with systems. You have to take a look at the world of what is happening when you think no one's watching. And that's what I want to talk about today. And listen, we all have a job that we have to do. Good, bad, or indifferent, depending on how you want to take a look at it. Some people love their job. They don't even consider it a job. They consider they have a privilege of doing a career that it wasn't something that they expected. On the other side of the equation, you have some other stuff that happens, and we get to take a look at and move through and move forward with. And not everything that you get to do is what we could deem lovely. It's not great. It's not perfect, and it should never be designed to being great or perfect. I mean, let's just be realistic. But at some point, people get, well, say, quote unquote, fed up with what is going on with the system. And at some points, people get fed up with what is going on inside of their workplace. Shit, some people even get fed up on what's going on with relationships that they're in. And I ask that weird thing, that weird question to come about. At what time and at what point do you say, well, enough is enough? Maybe it's time to move forward and go elsewhere. And let's kind of be very specific here as we talk about this. I'm not saying that at the point that something doesn't go your way, it's time to say, let's get the hell out of here. But at some point, you have to have that discussion of what is going to keep you sane, what is not going to keep you sane. I mean, just imagine that you're in a work environment where you're treated as, quote unquote, the safety cop. You know, that moment that you're walking down the hallway because you're going from one place to another to go take a look at what the hell's going on with whatever. And you hear it, you know, that kind of stuff. At some point, you have to look at it. It gets to people. That stuff gets to people after a period of time. I mean, you can have the toughest and roughest skin possible, but at some point, it's going to bother you. You might not say it there. You might not want to talk about it, but these are things that happen. And at what time or at what point do you call it? Do you say enough is enough? And I'm not saying as the first time that it happens, but at some point, people just get fed up. So as you hear this and as you look at it, do you ever get involved with scenarios that happen that way? Do you ever get involved with things that make you question if you should move forward with staying within an organization, staying within a relationship, staying within a department? There are some questions to ask there, because things sometimes can get weird inside of workplaces. Sometimes things can get weird inside of relationships. So as you look at it, what do you look at? What do you value? What is important to you? Is your headspace super important? Is it the way that you look at stuff on staying or moving forward or not staying or moving forward? Because can you stay at the place that made you sick and not happy and still be okay? Maybe that's one of those weird questions that you should think about today as we are having some very strange discussions.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.